If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tom Casper on the line with us this morning, a master gardener and the past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, our host for this TV suitable or radio rather suitable only for mature audiences program called Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Howdy there, sunshine.
I get a different introduction each time.
Well, you know, we got to shake it up once in a while. We've been doing this now for 20 years, something like that. It's on my calendar. It's like the beginning of September.
Yep, that's right. Beginning of September to be 20 years.
Wow. How about them apples?
I know. We started when we were 11.
Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, we did. Yeah. Kind of amazing. So what's going on out there?
We appealed to a much younger crowd then.
Well, exactly. Yeah, KUMD's demographics were a little bit different at that point, but geez, KUMD was only like 40 years old then.
That's right.
KUMD's all grown up, and neither are we.
There you go.
So what kind of murder and mayhem do you have going on in the garden these days?
Well, you know, I mean, we've talked a lot about that the last few times, so I really wanted to do something more upbeat, so I... Just kidding, you know, that happens in the garden. But
yeah, no kidding.
Of course, we're listening to the weather forecast and high in the upper 40s tonight, and you know, a little bit of a cool breeze today starting the day. Us garden folks start thinking about, you know, the F word. And it starts us to thinking about, okay, what are we going to get in here? As you know, not that F word, it's the frost word.
Vance, I was thinking either fall or frost.
Okay.
But that's all I was thinking.
All right, you naughty girl.
I thought that's all I was thinking.
So we started thinking about frost, and, you know, it's been so variable here in the Duluth area and the Duluth surrounding area the last 5 years. We've had anywhere from frost the first week of September, so 2 weeks from now, to the later weeks in October, which is, you know, of course, a very wide spread as far as what you're going to get out of your plants during that time. So, but we gardeners start to think about how they're going to get the last of their vegetables off or fruits off their plants. Things like tomatoes, people are especially keen to, and how are they going to get them to ripen? And certainly, ripening on the vine is better than ripening them. In a paper bag or on the windowsill or on a table after frost hits. So I thought today we'd talk a little bit about a few tips for those folks that have tomato plants with tomatoes on them that are concerned about them getting to ripe and getting to be able to enjoy them. So that's what we're talking about.
All right. Well, then you better talk about it, because what I know about vegetables would fill about, I don't know, 3-4 seconds of dead air.
And we're done. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So really, you know, and like I said, we're getting into that period where people start thinking about that. And there's some things you can do as a gardener and as a tomato grower to help ensure that those tomatoes that you do have on the vine or on the plant come to ripe. And one of the easiest things is to go in now and start removing any flower blossoms that are on the plant, which is hard for us to do because, you know, we're thinking that flower leads to fruit and stuff, but it's later in the season now, and those are more than likely not going to get to ripe. So removing those flowers is a good thing. You can even start taking off some of the lower leaves on the tomato plant. Those aren't really producing much anymore, and they're a drain on the plant. So removing those will help send nutrients the existing tomatoes to help them get larger and get to ripe stages. So taking off flowers, removing leaves. Believe it or not, you can even go in and shift the tomato plant a little bit, going into the roots and disturbing the roots just a little bit. Don't go yank on your tomato plant or anything like that, but going in and just with a spading fork or something like that, give it a little lift and a nudge to the roots, and that's also an indicator to the plant that it needs to get things over with, so to speak. So it's going to start sending more nutrients to those ripening fruit, in this case on the tomato plant, to get that ready. So the other thing you can do is start removing some of the foliage on the top of it to cut back on growth that it's got going towards the top, because that's really not going to lead to anything now either. So if you do those things to your tomato plant, chances are it's going to stimulate the tomato to start putting energy or devoting much of its energy to those ripening fruit on the plant, and you'll have a better chance of enjoying garden-ripe tomatoes.
And it's not even too scary or disgusting. I'm kind of impressed by you.
I know. I left off all the grim stuff.
Exactly. It's something you can actually do in your garden with your children that won't scar them for life.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And it's a lot of fun to do, because if kids like to garden or want to see that, they're going to see almost within days, if they do these few things, that the tomatoes that are green are going to start changing in color and start getting ready to be ripe and ready to be harvested and enjoyed. So easy to do, and certainly much better than worrying about the frost coming and having to gather up all those tomatoes and run them to the windowsill and hope that they ripen that way. But that works too.
Because, as you know, if you follow a certain television show, winter is coming.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And it feels like it even a little bit today. It's a little brisk, and so, you know, like the gardeners start thinking about, that's our vegetable garden, what we're going to do to get the last or the crops out of it.
All right. Well, TK, we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much for joining us, hey.
You have a great day.
All righty. Tom Casper this morning, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, every other Tuesday right here on Northland Morning.